Hey, Jose. Here's another one for your collection, eh?
Confined under the psychiatric care.
Wow. I think he just pressed one of these buttons here.
Huh? Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Dog Show Drive.
Canadian edition.
I'm Will Alexander, and with me is...
Yvonne Norton.
With Will and Y in the Canadian Dog Show Drive. This week on the Dog Show Drive, we're going to talk about our week across Canada, which was basically just the Brantford Kennel Club Dog Show.
Correct.
Which used to be our Christmas classic dog show. And then everybody was off to Orlando after that. They all just jumped in their trucks and headed south from that dog show.
Took off.
Pardon?
They took off.
They took off, yes. And then we're going to have a tour of the CKC with Rich Paquette, and he's going to give us an update of what the CKC did. And then we're going to have a tasting comparison between the three brands in Canada, a Lay's, Old Dutch, and President's Choice.
Correct.
And the life and times of a superintendent, actually the role of the superintendent, of the dog shows in Canada. And last minute Christmas gift ideas. All this and more on this week's edition of the Dog Show Drive.
Canadian edition.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Dog Show Drive.
Canadian edition.
Yeah, that's your line.
Yeah, thanks.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
I've missed my thyroid pill for a few days. Give me a break.
I'm Will Alexander.
And I'm Yvonne Norton.
Will and Y. Yep. And this week on the Dog Show Drive. So how's it going, Y?
That's good. We got snow. We got a lot of snow.
Well, because you're up in the Thunder Bay area, don't you know?
Yeah, the north.
Yes. Yeah, we had snow and now it's all gone. Now it's mud again. So I'd rather have snow.
Yeah, this is true because I don't like the snow. But we got that. We got snow and then we had a bit of rain and then we got snow. So we have treacherous ice and... Yeah, so it was
shit cold later on this week. So I'm hoping that'll freeze everything up on us.
Oh, it's cold here now because we had a lot of like a big snow dump, and then gets cold. So we don't get any more snow, but it's cold. Car starters.
We had snow, typical of the Brantford Kennel Club weekend.
Yes,
we had snow and freezing rain.
Yeah,
that's typical. That happens every year at Brantford. And that was the Brantford Kennel Club. Well, let's ladies first. What was your week like?
I had a really busy week, actually. Not just working and
did you buy more appliances?
No, but I was dragged to Best Buy.
We were captivated by that.
Yes. Most people find my life extremely entertaining. But anyway... I was dragged shopping on Saturday, and anybody who knows me knows how much I don't like shopping, period. I don't like shopping online. I don't like going to a mall. I don't like grocery shopping is about the only thing that I tolerate. And that's,
I don't mind the online shopping now, except the anxiety of waiting for it.
You know? True. I can't do, like, I try to shop Amazon, like, I try to go on Amazon. To me, that's just a mega mall. I can't do it. And the bargain hunting Ukrainian in me, I can't do it. Like, am I paying a good price? Am I not? I don't know. I can't do it. I have like 10,000 items in my cart. Ask Carolyn. I cannot hit that go button even when I put stuff in my cart. I'm like, I can't do it.
When I first started shopping online, I would add to cart. So I end up with 10 of the same thing. Then I couldn't figure out how to take 9 of them away. So I would just give up on the whole venture.
I just crash my cart and go into my car. Just do that.
Okay. What happened to you this week?
Well, Friday night, Darren decided we needed a date night, so we went to the movies. We saw Gladiator 2. Oh,
I am Maximus Decimus Meridius.
I'm Jeff. That's that dumb.
That's right. Have you seen the Great Dane one? Yeah. That is my very favorite one. I was doing class last night, my handling class, and my handling class consists of 90% Great Danes. And
what is that?
I don't know. But then I get a Cairn and a Springer or a Papillon or an English Setter. But the gist of it is Great Danes. And right. They're all pretty nice. Like they're pretty nice Great Danes. But I was telling the story about I am Maximus Decimus Meridius. I am Jeff, and there's and there's a black Great Dane with his eyes all down and the drool down to the floor. They didn't laugh, though.
Why? It's hilarious.
I thought it was hilarious. It's the only one that I pressed that I liked, because you see a lot of them. But yes. That one made me laugh.
Anyway.
This majestic Harlequin Great Dane, I am Maximus Decimus Meridius. And then, I'm Jeff.
My name is Jeff. Always makes me laugh. Anyway. So we saw Gladiator. It was very good. Yeah. It was very good. I enjoyed it. Nothing
was it as good as the first one?
No, because then I went home and I pulled up the first one on Netflix and I watched that because Hope never seen, like, she never saw that movie. And I was like,
never seen that one. That's crazy.
Yeah. So
that's a very good movie. The second one's a good movie.
It's a good movie. They tie the story in well, you know.
Well, you kind of guess.
Yeah.
All the characters. You kind of figure it out. I'm not going to be a spoiler and say Lucius is Maximus' son or stuff like that.
No,
we won't want to wreck it for people.
No, we don't. I went to see it because I love Denzel Washington.
Oh, so. He's great. Denzel Washington.
He's a good.
He's not that nice in this one, though.
I know. That was like, yeah, that was little. Not spoiler alert. Sorry, folks.
He wasn't the Equalizer.
No, not at all. Oh, I like those movies too.
But he did a great job.
Yes, he did. He was very convincing.
Character. They're talking Oscar form again. So
really, mm-hmm. I would not. I'm sorry. He's done better movies than that one.
Well, he's not against those movies now. He's against the rest of the movies that were done this year.
Oh, true enough.
It's like when you're competing with a dog. you think, oh, he's not as good as his father. His father's not here. He's not in the ring. So you can't judge against his father.
Point taken, thanks. Point taken. All right, already. Do you know what movie I really liked him in? Do you remember that one where he's searching? The very end, it's the Doors song. It's about the devil, and it's that one. Do you remember that movie? I can't remember what it's called. Oh, it's a really good movie. It's like the devil. Devil.
Oh, Denzel was in that. Yes, Fallen. Yes, yes.
Yes, that's the movie. That's a good movie.
Now we're turning our dog show drive into a movie. Siskel and Ebert's Meet the Dog Show Drive.
Anyway, all right. So I went and saw Gladiator.
Fallen was a very good movie.
Yeah, it was.
Meet you. Hope you guess my name.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Exactly. So anyway, so then Saturday, Darren wants me to go shopping because he's trying to find something for his parents. We go to Best Buy, got some ideas for our little Christmas list afterwards. So at least that was beneficial. Then I had to go grocery shopping with him. And Sunday was a very entertaining day because I had one of my first concerts I had to go to that I play in. That was the Handbells.
Are you ready, Thunder Bay? Put your hands together.
Welcome from the St. Paul's United Church. Anyway. the old bits coming in with me on their walkers. I just carry one in. She weighs probably like 76 pounds. Come on, Betty Ann.
I do my classes at the St. David's Church in Campbellville. And we always, when we get there, the euchre tables are all set up.
Twilight Keeper.
And I always get a note left to me. Dear Will, please sweep up the hair. Dear Will, something, something. Dear Will. And it's the Euchre ladies. Well, the other night we went in there. Nancy Johnson helps me set up now because I'm not supposed to lift things. Nancy Johnson's there. And there's this, Dear Will, please clean up after the dog's blood. Well, there's muffin all over the floor. Well, the dogs don't eat muffins.
Exactly.
So the Euchre ladies were eating muffins, and they just fell off the floor. But the dog people swept it up.
Doing their part.
Exactly.
So. And then Sunday night, my friend Stacy and I, we went to our community auditorium here, and we watched the Book of Mormon. It was fantastic.
I've heard it's wonderful. Yeah,
it was great. I love musicals, first of all. So, but it was nothing. I had no preconceived notion about it. Well, I did, just for Mormon, but it was nothing that I expected. Nothing. It was hilarious. It was very South Park ish. Oh.
We all love ourselves a little South Park.
We all love our South Park. Anyway, it was outrageous.
Those
and
boys are hilarious. Not gaming.
Yeah. They had one guy. He sounded just like a character off of South Park, too. It was so funny. And the dancing in it was great and everything. Like, it had it was the full meal deal. It was awesome. It was lovely.
Do we have any dog-related activities at all?
All the English setter survived another weekend, even though on Sunday I was about to kill her because she was not being very mindful and very demure, and she shit in her crate. Like, she didn't need to. Why do they do that?
They like doing that. Even your dog, Jezero. I still remember at Westminster, I think that was 92?
91. No, it was 90. Four. No, it was 94. 94.
He won the breed.
Yeah.
And a Doc Helferty. And as soon as you took him from me and put him in his crate, what did he do?
He had a poo.
He had a poop in his crate. Just as Bruce wanted to take us out to lunch.
As I'm sitting there cleaning. And remember, I had all this.
Bruce, you want to take us to lunch? You ready?
Remember, he had all those stuffed toys in his crate, too. Yeah. Toys coming out. Goddamn English setters. It's such a spiteful breed that way. So they spiteful. Are. They don't, it's not necessary. So anyway, Fanny survived another weekend. So that was the only dog-related activity, me not killing the English setter.
Well, I made my, post-surgery debut.
Yeah.
Judging at the Brantford Kennel Club.
Yes.
I did sporting dogs and hound dogs.
Hounds.
Who knows? I had a wonderful time. I had a wonderful entry. I enjoyed myself immensely. There was a lot of my friends there to watch. Nice. You weren't there. But you were there in spirit, though.
I was, because I thought to myself, Will hasn't texted me today. Yeah, exactly. Self, I said. Will has not texted us today. And I thought, oh, he's judging.
He's adjudicating. Yes.
So don't text him because you shall distract him. So I didn't.
But it was a good show. I had fun. And like I said, I had a nice entry. My ring steward was Jocelyn Gagne, who I
very nice.
Admire immensely.
Mm-hmm.
She had hurt herself, though. She was on crutches, so she wasn't very speedy.
Oh.
Don't tell her I said that, because she did just fine.
Yeah. Don't say anything.
That's
between all of us.
Right. Don't tell Jocelyn I said that.
Yeah.
But she was wonderful. She made sure I had the right candies and water and whatnot. And
that your last permit for hounds?
Yeah, it was my last permit. I've already applied for terriers.
Good job. Yeah, so I'm still getting my act together.
I haven't heard back yet, but I've sent it in.
Okay. Very good.
And what else happened? I didn't go to the show rest the weekend, so I stayed home. And
so how tired were you after that day of judging? How were you?
Not bad.
Yeah?
My back was a bit sore the next morning.
Yeah.
I think because...
Well, you haven't been bending like
right, and I was very cognizant of how I bent over when I was when I was examining the non-table dogs, just because of my belly, I had to be careful.
Do some adjustments.
But it was fine. It mm-hmm. went really well.
What was the floor? Like, I watched some of the Best in Shows. What's that flooring? Is it just
the dirt floor?
It's dirt.
Floor, and they pack it in with a roller.
God, I thought it was going a little bit wackadoodle there.
And the dogs moved really well on it. So there was a few ripples in my ring, and I had a couple of dachshunds not enjoying the climb. but overall,
yeah.
It wasn't so bad.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
And like in sporting dogs, I had a few like Weimaraners and Flatcoats that wanted to check out the ground, you know.
Always. So what is that building normally? What is that building? Like, why is it got
I think they have livestock shows in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's part of the Ancaster Fairgrounds. It's a wonderful site.
Oh, okay.
We have the Oakville Dog Show there as well, but it's indoor-outdoor.
Yeah.
This one, we have to be indoors because it's cold out.
Right.
But no, it was nice. And
that's good.
And you'd be surprised, the dogs don't get that dirty on the floors. Like I actually asked, Jen McClintock was in the ring and with her leash on him. And we asked her, because I was outside the ring annoying the handlers. And I asked her, is the floor, you have to go back and wash his feet? She says, no.
Nice.
Maybe shake them off a little bit and, you know.
Yeah. Well, if it's dry dirt, it's generally not as, you know, if it was raining, that'd be a different story, but you're inside, so
Sarah was there. Sarah
I was saw there
with her shih tzu.
Yeah.
And she said the same thing. She said she had no problem with the dirt. No problem at all.
Nice. So. Good.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, that seems to be our week. Exciting.
Yeah, it was our week. The show went well. But I guess we have to go through that. What exactly was at the show?
So now for our next segment, Across Canada.
Yes, Across Canada, driven today by Show Scene Magazine.
Show Scene Magazine.
Yes.
Very nice. So
you can go ahead with Across Canada.
I'll go. I'll do this because then I don't have much else to do. So it was at the Brantford and District Show, and the judges were Todd Foley from Nova Scotia, Michelle and Peter Scott from Ontario, Joanne Pavey, also from Ontario, Ron Mahon and Mike Macbeth from Ontario, and of course, my co-host, William Alexander. Also at this show, there was sweepstakes, both for baby puppies, puppies, and veterans, and those were judged by Tracy... How do you say your last name? Tracy Dinley? Mm-hmm. And Yvonne Poir. So there was a UK limited breed show, and that was adjudicated by Mike Macbeth. Limited group shows, well, you did the group one. And
the gun dogs.
The gun dogs. And then Todd Foley did group three. So that was what happened. And the entries this year... seemed to be a bit down from the previous year. So on Friday was 213.
Couldn't have been the judges.
No, not at all. Stellar panel that they had. It was, you know what? I think sometimes it's a cyclical thing with a year. And I think this year, you know, with the political landscape and everything, I think people are kind of watching their money and just,
maybe.
You know, and I think sometimes you just can't, you know, do everything that you want to do. So anyhow, back to this. Friday was 213, Saturday was 285, and Sunday was 268.
And so only a significant drop on the Saturday, really.
Yeah, truly, it is true. And it was about 40 to 50 dogs, but
The other 2 days were pretty close. Like Friday was 213 this year, and last year, it was 222.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, this year was 268. And
which is pretty much the same.
269 last year.
Yeah, pretty much the same. So
that was probably my beagle. I probably didn't. I think I showed last year.
That's why we're down in entry. Will couldn't show his beagle.
Couldn't show my beagle.
So that was that's the last show.
That was the only show of the weekend.
And the only show, that's the last show before Christmas.
Yep.
And then
we had a pretty good Western presence there, actually.
Mm-hmm. So. So have you seen the race? The race is tight.
It's tight.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see.
Mr. Powers, toit.
Watch the Austin Power movies, kids. They're hilarious. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who all shows up at Alora Gorge.
Well, I think the dogs that want to stay, that wanted to stay from Brantford to Alora Gorge, probably had to stay.
Yeah,
I would think.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. I think.
Well, it'll just be interesting.
Yeah, because I think when does the cold embargo start? It usually starts the Sunday of Orlando,
it's always like now. Like,
yeah, it's usually you can get to Orlando, you just can't get home.
Home.
That's usually what it was. So
that sucks. That makes no sense.
I had to send AJ because the one year I took AJ to Orlando, the Beagle, I showed him. We flew there, but I couldn't fly home with AJ because of the embargo. So I was going to Palm Springs in January. So Stuart was there, friend of the show.
Stuart McGraw,
and he took AJ back to California and Sherry in Seattle.
Right. And, I remember that.
Palm Springs, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, the embargo it's such a hassle for us. What can you do? Apparently nothing. Apparently we can do nothing because nothing's ever happened about it. So, and then upcoming shows, like we said, is Alora Gorge, and that closed this week. And then in the new year, Wildwood Kennel Club, January 3rd to the 5th, and that closes December 23rd.
December 23rd, that's an important date. I'm going to see the Toronto Maple Leafs play the Winnipeg Jets that night. Mm-hmm. Yes.
In Toronto,
yeah. I'm not flying to Winnipeg, although it'll probably be cost-effective probably instead of going to... do they even call it... What do they call that? The Scotiabank Arena now, I think they call it?
I think so. Or did it just change? Or was it, and now it's something else?
Air Canada Centre, then it went to some, I forget. It just keeps changing.
Yeah, well, whoever wants to throw money at it, right?
Yep.
So that's what's happening. Everybody
left for Orlando this week.
Everybody, except you and me. Why aren't we there? Why didn't we go?
I don't know. Maybe next year.
I think maybe we should plan that for next year. Yeah. Go to Orlando. Did you see
the lineups, though? The lineups for unloading day?
Just some of them, not all of them.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy. Just crazy.
It's like a Grateful Dead concert.
They'll be grateful because they'll be dead by the end of the weekend.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. What about that Elizabeth video? It came up again this year. Elizabeth Salewski. It was that video of John Miller leaning against the sign that said, no dogs on the grass.
And grass, yes.
Elizabeth in the background with a dog. And
those make
like a million views. It's incredible. It does. Incredible.
And then did you see she had to post again about people. This is just a joke, but seriously.
Well, she is so funny.
Yeah. So we're going to have a bit of we're going to figure out some sort of report from Orlando for next week.
We'll try to keep track of the Canadian dogs that do well there.
Let everybody
know next week. Because it's important because I like having a Canadian presence at those big shows.
Yep.
And when they do well, I think it's important to be reported about.
Yep. So, and they have so many things. They have so many events there too. And I know there's like a lot. I know a lot of judges like to go there because they have a lot of education.
Oh, the seminars are incredible.
A lot of judges education.
Finals there. Mm-hmm. And that takes up all day long. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And then they have the puppy stakes. It's an incredible event that Michael Canalizo and his team have really put together.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I've only been once, and it was I took Darren, and the problem with that was Darren, my husband, I can't make him sit at a dog show for like 3 hours, never mind, all day. So,
meanwhile, you're captivated by senior puppy bitching setters, and he wants to go to all Disney World. That was a sad thing.
I never got to even see those setters. I freaking watched Beagles with you, though. Then that's all the time I had for, because I had to do, I did do Universal Studios. Highly recommend that. That was fantastic. And also did Disney World. Darren, like, my Lord, that was expensive. The holy crap. Yeah. But it was fantastic. I love the closeness of everything. That facility is so beautiful. And the other things they have there, like they have the agility Charles and the like dock diving, you know, there's
ice cream.
Yes. Yes, they do.
And they have an ice cream stand too. So you can go get ice cream and watch the groups.
We always do that.
What I like is you can go to any ring, any breed ring, and the depth is incredible. You can watch 40 or 50 or whatever you want to watch almost at every ring.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome. But and then but it's large. A lot of people have been saying too, like they get the scooters and stuff so that they well.
What are those things called? Those where they just have like the one wheel and they go off. What are those things called?
Just the one wheel?
Michael had one last year, I think, or the year before.
It's not a... I don't know what it is. They just have one wheel?
Don't they?
Well, you have to be pretty... you gotta have some core then. Yeah, I'm like, I'm not thinking a lot of dog show people have that ability. Not a unicycle.
No.
It was like a scooter, isn't it?
It was juggling at the same time. Cycle and juggling. He started with one.
I don't know. It's not a trike of some sort, is it?
Oh, I forget. There's a name for them, and I forget what it is.
It wasn't a hoverboard.
From Back to the Future.
Yes. Okay, I don't know what it is, but anyhow, we'll have some sort of a report from Orlando for next week.
Yes.
So,
but it's a wonderful event for judges to attend, and even if you don't get into the seminars, yes, I think it's important that you go just because of the sheer depth and the sheer mentoring at ringside that you can get
right
any ring,
yes,
any ring at all,
yes.
And that brings me to my next topic. Our friend of the show, Sean Nichols.
Exactly. Yes, our friend of the show, Sean Nichols. He was just newly elected the president of the CDJA, which is the Canadian Dog Judges Association. So yes. we're gonna have Sean on the show, whether he realizes it or not.
And swear him in on the show.
Yes, we should. Oh, that would be so
good. It's gonna be a huge event.
Yes, and there'll be a band and everything. Sorry.
Biggest event of any swearing in ever.
Ever. Swearing in. Anyhow. So anyhow, we'll have Sean on the show. We have to stop because if he sees this, he won't come on the show. Because you know what he thinks of us. He knows what, you know what he thinks of us too.
It's fun to be in the CDJ.
It's fun to be in. Anyway. So don't forget to like and subscribe. Hit the button.
Like
down
and subscribe
below.
To both the podcast and the YouTube.
Don't forget the YouTube.
We'll eventually have a Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook presence.
Yes, we're now working on the TikTok idea. Simply, everything's a little bit stalled, but apparently Hope's last exam is on Thursday. So moving along.
We hire students. Yes. That's equal opportunity.